The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, February 25, 2022. Cuba's permanent representative to the United Nations, Pedro Luis Pedroso, recalled the 127th anniversary of the uprising against the then Spanish metropolis that gave continuity to the struggles for the island's independence. Through his official Twitter account, the ambassador pointed out that on February 24, 1895, Cuban patriots rose up in arms against the Spanish regime in various parts of the Caribbean nation. Long live Cuba Libre, independence or death, marked the beginning of a new stage in the path of Cubans towards their emancipation, he said. For his part, through his Twitter account, the Cuban president expressed that Cuban hero José Martí called this independence process a necessary war and congratulated the Radio Rebelde station founded in the Sierra Maestra during the fight against the tyranny of Fulgencio Batista on its 64th anniversary. Renowned Spanish journalist Ignacio Ramonet distinguished in the Panamanian capital the example of Cuba in the confrontation with COVID-19, which today has a greater impact on the most vulnerable nations of Latin America and the Caribbean. The achievements of health and science on the island, a system planned early by the leader of the revolution, Fidel Castro, to serve the people, are also a world reference, said the former director of Le Monde Diplomatique before leaders of the Central National Workers of Panama. In statements to Prensa Latina, the professor also praised the interinstitutional study that allowed the Antillean nation to prepare five proposals, three of them already converted into vaccines, Soberana 2, Soberana Plus, and Abdala, with which it immunized its population, thus avoiding further infections and loss of life. Cuban Deputy Arely Santana will represent the island at the Feminist Forum, organized by the left group of the European Parliament, scheduled for next week under the theme of Resistance and Brotherhood, diplomatic sources announced. According to the Embassy of Cuba in Belgium, the president of the Commission for Attention to Children, Youth and Equal Rights for Women of the National Assembly will arrive in Brussels in the next few hours to participate in the meeting, which will be held on March 1st and 2 in La Tricotruy Room. Santana will intervene on Wednesday in the themes Feminist Alternatives Against the Alliance of Patriarchy and Capitalism and the Resistance of Women Around the World, according to the event program. On Belgian soil, the Cuban deputy will fulfill a broad agenda with scheduled meetings with senators and federal parliamentarians, European Union authorities linked to gender equality issues, and members of the European Parliament, the island's embassy added. And in the international agenda, we have that a total of 950 Army soldiers of the Joint Task Force of Mexico are deployed in the state of Colima with the mission of supporting actions against organized crime. The Ministry of National Defense, SEDENA, informed that the contingent is made up of infantry, riflemen, paratroopers, and special forces personnel. Its main objective is to strengthen the rule of law and the development of daily activities in Colima, acting at all times with full respect for human rights. In a brief press release, it points out that between Tuesday and Wednesday of this week, state authorities recorded the murder of 9 people in different parts of Colima, violence derived from the war between organized crime groups. Meanwhile, the meeting in Panama between the president of Friendship Group with Cuba in the National Assembly, Juan Esquivel, and the deputy of the island, Enrique Alemán, consolidated the links that exist today between both legislatures. As indicated on the Twitter social network by diplomatic sources of the Antillean Nation, during the fraternal dialogue, both parties expressed their interest in consolidating these exchanges and reviewed areas of bilateral collaboration. Aleman thanked the opportunity to continue the previous meetings and detailed the effects of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States on Cuba for over six decades, despite of which Cuba's achievements in science have allowed the production of its own vaccines to combat the disease. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.